is all right, long as I'm with you.
KFJC, the Cindy Walker special. Who wrote that song on 89.7? And that was Jerry Wallace doing In the Misty Moonlight. And as Cindy Walker said, written for Jim Reeves, but he refused it. He was kind of a tough nut to crack.
Yeah, well, you snooze, you lose.
Right. The Wilburn Brothers before that with Opryland, that's sometime in the 1972. Jim Reeves with Anna Marie. Johnny Bush.
Johnny Bush, one of the great honky-tonk singers, came out of Ray Price's band, was there at the same time Willie Nelson was there, and is singing again today as good as ever. There you can definitely hear the Ray Price sound in his vocal of the Warm Red Wine song. Of course, Ernest Tubb did, and a lot of times when you hear Ernest Tubb do it, you can't help but sing it Ernest Tubb style, but
right.
Johnny definitely did it Ray Price style there.
And didn't Bob Wills do it first?
I think so.
Yeah, I think Cindy told me that it was written for Bob Wills, but mm-hmm. I guess we don't have that today. Perry Como. You know, see, you just go along with Cindy Walker, and all of a sudden, Perry Como. Who knew that she wrote a couple songs for Perry Como?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that Nashville really was, they bragged about being Music City USA, but a lot of the big pop stars, including Perry Como, took part in the recording activity in Nashville using the RCA studios and the like there. And obviously, if they're in town, they're going to have A&R guys saying, well, we got this song here that is pretty good. Why don't you try this one out? I don't know if that's how that one worked out, but you know, there is a close connection there because the songwriter's right up the street from the recording studios and the publishing houses and stuff. So I'm sure they got some of the songs that way.
Right. Rosalie Allen with Silver Wings to San Antone. Eddie Arnold with Jim, I Wore a Tie Today. That was kind of written, some friend of Eddie Arnold sent Cindy a poster that said, I Wore a Tie Today, and it had a guy with a funny face on it. And she just wrote a song about it, Jim, I Wore a Tie Today.
And we heard a pair of pairs. Red Foley and Tex, our Texas man, Ernest Tubb, doing a couple duets. We heard a little battle there, Texas versus Kentucky, which ended up being...
I think Texas won.
Yeah, I think so. He definitely outshone him there on the vocal. And I think that's probably has a lot to do with Cindy's writing. I mean, I'm sure she's partial to Texas.
Probably just a little bit.
And again, right before that, we heard them doing Don't Be Ashamed of Your Age.
Right.
Again, a song that was done for someone else first, right?
Right. Bob Wills asked her to write that, gave her the title.
Right. And they did a real good job. And it was a big hit for him, too.
Bob Wills?
No, for Red Foley and Ernest Tubb.
Oh, I see. Yeah. If you don't know what we're doing, we've been playing Cindy Walker's songs for the last 4 hours. Cindy Walker is a songwriter that started writing songs back in 1940, and is still going today. Lives in somewhere in the center of Texas, the heart of Texas, and we're playing all the artists and all the songs, and some of them are cover songs, and some of them are the originals, and
in between.
We're trying to squeeze it all in, but we can't.
Right now we're going to have probably one of the big classic crossovers. I mean, you know, talk about crossover songs, songs that were country, that were became a rock hit. Well, Ray Charles took country songs and made them his own. And this was one of the biggest hits for Ray Charles, a Cindy Walker song, You Don't Know Me.
On KFJC and the Cindy Walker Special.
And you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night. Longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. 'Cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love. Though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. A chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never know. So, well, you don't know me. Chance that you might love me too. Oh, you give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, you never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know.
This is old Grandpa Jones, and you're listening to KFJC. Keep a talking, keep a singing, keep a your dial right there, will you?
I think of you, darling, oh, so many times. So many times since you have gone away. And my heart aches, darling, oh, so many times, for all the dreams that now have gone astray. So many times I sit alone, dear, while the lonely, lonely hours chime, and wonder who you are holding in your arms. Those loving arms that held me so many times. So many times I sit alone, dear, and wonder who you are holding in your arms. Those loving arms that held me, oh, so many
such a flurry, leave me for the new love you found. So just keep scratching gravel, hit the road and start to travel. I don't want a two-time mama hanging around. Oh, just keep a-going wherever you were going. The day you broke my heart and said so long. Just keep a-moving wherever you were moving. The day you told me you were moving on. Secret anymore. When you gave me the go-by and I didn't even know why, you were acting mighty high and mighty then. Now your new love's grown colder than a well-digger's shoulder, and you wanted me to take you back again. Oh, but just keep a-going wherever you were going. The day you broke my heart and said so long. Just keep a-moving wherever you were moving. The day you told me you were moving on.
Did it terrific, I thought.
You don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you write that?
Why did I write it?
Mm-hmm.
I was in Nashville for one of the big deals there, the disc jockey week. Everybody in the world comes, you know, to Nashville for that time, and my mother and I always stayed in Nashville nearly 6 months of every year. We'd go from here to Nashville. And so, and stay until for the disc jockey convention. And so I was ready to come home. And so I thought I'd run up to the Victor, RCA Victor suite, and tell Mr. Scholes, Steve Scholes goodbye. And so I went up to the suite, and I had told him that it was nice to see him. He lived in New York. He did all the recording for RCA Victor. You never heard of him?
Yes.
Well, anyway, so I went up to tell him goodbye. And as I was going out the door, Eddie Arnold walked in. And he said, "Cindy," he said, "I'm glad I got to see you." He said, "I've got a title that I want you to write for me." He said, "I've showed it around, but says nobody's come up with anything." And I said, "Well, what is it?" And he says, "You don't know me." I said, "What kind of title is that?" I said, "You don't know me." I said, "Well, I've known you for 20 years. He said, "It had got nothing to do with you or me neither." He said, "It's just the idea that of somebody that knows somebody, and they don't really know." He said, "It's kind of complicated."
Right.
But he said, "See what you can come up with." And I said, "Okay." I said, "I'll see what cooks." That's what I always say.
Yeah.
And so we came on home, and it was about two months after that. And I was sitting up in my little studio. I say studio. It's just a little room with Mama's piano in it where we'd make my tapes and everything.
Right.
And I was sitting in the chair, and all of a sudden this song starts singing. Now, I'm telling you the truth. See, I've got my hand up.
I see it.
See it?
Yeah.
All right. And so it started singing. It says, "You give your hand to me, then you say hello." And I just a listening. "And I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so I can't sing anymore." And I thought, well, what is that? I seem to remember. And then I said, "Why, that's You Don't Know Me." And I had the song written. Didn't take me hardly any time except the last part, and I couldn't get anything that the song would accept. Everything that I'd say, the song would kick it out.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, what am I going to do? I don't know how to finish this thing. And so I said, well, I'll just leave it alone, because I'm not... I worked at least 2 hours straight trying to get something, and nothing. Like I say, the song kick out everything. I'd think I had something real good, and no. And so it was about 2 months later, and I was just tending to my business, doing it. And then the song, here it comes again, and says, "You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye." I thought, well, what a nut I am. What a nut. Of course. You say goodbye. And it took me about 10 minutes to finish it. See, after I got a hold of the string.
Right.
And I was just thrilled to death.
Give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. Don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. know you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance that you might. Then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't.
Don't want no little kiss here, a little hug there, a few little love words you can spare. Baby, I'm not bluffing, I'm an all or nothing man. Don't want no maybe you will or maybe you won't. You either gotta say you do or don't. Baby, I'm not bluffing, I'm an all or nothing man. I'm a dead on the level lover and I haven't got time to stall. If I can't have all your loving, I don't want your loving at all. Don't want no fooling around, playing the field. Call a preacher up and close a deal. Baby, I'm not bluffing, I'm an all or nothing man. Baby, I'm not bluffing, I'm an all or nothing man.
He's a dead on the level lover and he hasn't got time to stall. If he can't have all your loving, he don't want your loving at all.
Don't want no fooling around, playing the field. Call a preacher up and close a deal. Baby, I'm not bluffing, I'm an all or nothing man.
Thank you. can't you see? I'll have to be true till the longest day I live. Oh, promise you'll love me too, for I give my heart to you till the longest day I live.
Mr. Fred Foster, when did you start doing your producing?
Well, I produced my first record in 1952, Jimmy Dean's Bumming Around.
Wow. That was a good way to start off.
I was just a kid, obviously.
Yeah.
Really a kid.
Yeah.
And so then, knowing I wanted to be in the music business, I took a job in a record shop.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there a year. And then I went to a wholesale distributorship as a promotion man.
Yeah.
And after about 3 or 4 months, Mercury Records, which is one of the lines the distributorship carried, hired me as their second field man.
Right.
In the United States. I covered Baltimore, Washington, Virginia, and Maryland, and some of West Virginia.
Yeah.
And after a time of 3 years or so with Mercury, I joined ABC Paramount, which was just beginning. Stayed with them 2 years. Was lucky enough to get them their first million seller, The Rose and Baby Ruth, George Hamilton IV.
Wow.
And had also brought Lloyd Price to the label. He had Stagger Lee and Personality and some very big records.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started Monument in 58. And my first release was Gotta Travel On, which sold a million.
Wow.
And then we had Roy Orbison come along and some other great acts like Boots Randolph and, Chris Christopherson, Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, the Gatlins, a lot of great people.
Yeah.
Tony Joe White, Billy Walker, Jeannie Seeley. I know Grandpa Jones. I'm leaving out some, I'm sure, but it was a wonderful time.
And Roy Orbison, now we're doing a Cyndi Walker special up here at KFJC. We're going to do 7 hours of, and we'll probably get through about a third of her songs.
Right, if you're lucky.
Right. And you've produced some people. Roy Orbison.
Yeah, I did all of his things.
And he did a few of her songs.
Yes, he did.
Did you call her up and ask her for songs for him, or how did that work?
What happened was, you know, Roy was a great writer himself.
Uh-huh.
But he was writing mostly these big sort of operatic ballads, which were wonderful things. But I felt like we needed to change, get some variety mixed in. And I asked him to write an up-tempo song. And he tried, but he couldn't come up with any ideas that thrilled him. He just said one day, I'm sorry, you just have to find one somewhere, you know? So I called Cyndi and asked her to write if she had one, and she said no.
Now, had you known her before this?
Oh, yeah. I met Cyndi and her mother when they used to come up for the conventions, you know.
And she was a well-known songwriter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My goodness, I guess so. So anyway, I called her and asked her if she could do that, and she said, well, I'll try. Okay. So the next day she called me. And she and her mother were just a wonderful team. They worked together so beautifully. You know, Mama Walker played the piano on her demos and stuff, you know.
Right.
So she called me the next morning and she said, well, I've gone through all of my songs and I found a couple of things that might do. And I wrote one last night, but I don't think it's any good. And in the background, you could hear Mama saying, if you don't send that one, just don't send any. So she mailed them off to me, and the one that she didn't want to send was Dream Baby. I played it through one time. I called Roy, and I said, I found one. Come on up. He listened to it, and he said, yes, sir. So we went in and did Dream Baby, which was a huge record.
Oh, yeah. And then he did Distant Drums?
He did Distant Drums and Shot Aroba.
Yeah.
I don't know what all else.
Yeah, so
those three stick in my mind.
So she's one of What do you think of her? What is her place in the history of songwriting?
Oh my goodness! She's one of the top 10 writers of all time in any genre of music, in my opinion. Now, Cindy Walker has never written, to the best of my knowledge, a bad song. Every song of hers is well crafted and well thought out and just beautifully written, you know.
And the time period that she's been writing.
Unbelievable.
And still writing today.
Yes, and still writing very well, by the way.
I don't know if there's anybody that can really touch that.
Well, the closest thing would probably have been Irving Berlin.
Right.
And maybe Johnny Mercer. Johnny Mercer wrote Moon River and Days of Wine and Roses in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years of his life, you know.
Wow.
Irving Berlin, they tell me, wrote until he was 100.
Really?
Now, he put them in a drawer after he was about 75, mm-hmm. maybe 80. But I'm sure there's some wonderful songs there. You know, you don't lose your gift.
No, no.
And she certainly has not.
Yeah. So what's going on nowadays for Fred Foster?
Well, I'm getting ready to reactivate my label. I sold the catalog when it was CBS then, in 89, I guess. Late 89.
It's not Sony.
Sony bought CBS. So,
right.
Yeah, it's now owned by Sony, right.
Origato.
Yeah. So I'm getting ready to reactivate that.
Yeah.
And just think it's time that we put out some meaningful records again.
Good.
I don't like all these cookie cutter records, they're called.
What does that mean?
They're all the sound alikes, a lot of them, you know.
Right.
Well, so many of the hat acts, you can't differentiate when one or the other is on, you know.
Oh, I know.
Away from the announcer name.
Yeah.
Like my 15-year-old daughter asked me one day as we were going to school, she said, do most of the country singers use the same band? I thought that was very significant.
Sure. Yeah. It's kind of... But every once in a while, music gets like that.
Oh, there's some good ones. I don't mean to imply there isn't. But,
oh, I know.
You know, we can use a little more quality, though, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I hope you reactivate that label and have great success.
Thank you. And the first writer I'm calling is Cindy Walker to figure what she's got.
Well, I'm sure she'll have a few.
Oh, I'm sure.
But she's going to tell you better send her the way the artist sounds because she's like a bloodhound.
I know.
She needs to smell it first.
I know.
All over the country, FM stereo, radio 2.
Funnily enough, it's really quite amazing how sometimes artists that are not of the moment and not of the mode take up. I remember in 1965, Ken Dodd came out with a single called Tears, and I said on television that I thought it wouldn't sell a copy. It actually sold 6 million singles. And I remember in 1966, we had people like the Beatles and the Kinks and Small Faces, the Rolling Stones, the Troggs, dominating the whole scene in 1966, all with number ones. And out of the blue, it happens all over again. Somebody not at all of the mode comes in and takes over. His name was Jim Reeves, and he had a number one smash called Distant Drums, and that knocked the Small Faces from the number one position. It is quite amazing. Sometimes you think you're in fashion, and then all of a sudden you find you right out of it.
I hear the sound of
Mella. And any time he comes on that radio, I knew I'd have to stop my car. And I turn it up loud. And if my children are making any racket in the car, I say, y'all hush. Because one of the most beautiful voices God ever give to a human being is fixing to sing. I don't think there's ever been a more beautiful voice than Jim Reeves. He soothes me.
I think he was just a classic. You know, some people are just classics. I mean, they're in time, all time. It's kind of like the Mona Lisa or something, you know, it's just classic.
Jim still sounds so great today. He's not out of style. It's amazing how strong and how vibrant his voice is.
Hello, I'm George Hamilton IV. Exactly 30 years ago this month, Jim Reeves was at the top of the British charts with Distant Drums. It was his fifth British top 10 hit. It stayed on the chart for 6 months, and as Alan Freeman said, it was completely different from anything else on the 60s chart. It was remarkable for another reason, too. Even though Jim Reeves had died 2 years earlier, his career was really taking off. In this show, Golden Memories and Silver Tears, we're going to hear about the life of the first great international country pop artist. And it's a great story we've got for you, too. From rural poverty to baseball star, from radio announcer to recording pioneer.
I dream of a golden moon and silver stars. When first we met and danced to sweet guitar, music that breaks my heart, bringing me dear golden memories and silver tears, golden memories and silver tears are my lonely heart's souvenirs. All that you've left me are memories dear, golden memories and silver tears.
Doggies, trying to listen to the Cindy Walker special on KFJC.
Tonight, in a bar alone, I'm sitting. Apart from the laughter and the cheer, while scenes from the past rise before me, just watching all them bubbles in my beer. A vision of someone who loved me brings a long silent tear to my eye. And I know that my life's been a failure, just watching all them bubbles in my beer. Watching all them bubbles in my beer. A vision of someone who loved me brings a lone silent tear to my eye. And I know that my life has been a failure, just watching all them bubbles in my beer.
89.7 KFJC, the Cindy Walker special. Something brand new off a box set Leon Rausch and Tommy Alsop doing a tribute to Bob Wills, a Cindy Walker song, Bubbles in My Beer.
Yeah, Leon Rausch singing better than ever, too. Just a great voice. Become a real, almost a jazz stylist. I mean, he could do jazz very well if he wanted to. And Western Swing isn't that far away.
He sings those blues songs very well, too, like Cotton Thompson.
Yeah.
Before that, we heard a BBC broadcast, an excerpt from that.
Yeah.
Golden Memory, Memories and Silver Tears and Distant Drums. Jim Reeves sort of upset all the British waivers, the Who, the Beatles and all that, and unexpectedly, after 2 years after he died, went to the top of the charts for a long time, several weeks, much to the chagrin of Eric Burton and the Animals. They didn't like it very much. Before that, Fred Foster with an interview.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, that was Cindy Walker herself right before that from her second recording session that was done in New York City back 1944. Had New York session players, but really nice, pretty steel the guitar behind her, thing called Till the Longest Day I Live. And then before that, Wade Ray, old Pug Nose himself, doing All or Nothing Man.
Is that what they called him, old Pugnose?
Yeah, that was his nickname. He was just a great fiddler, great singer. He had some pretty good bands over the years and recorded for dozens of labels. And a few years ago, he was here in San Jose. I just missed getting to go in to see him, too. It was sold out, believe it or not.
Yeah, he's a little ill right now, but he's recovering. But we have an interview with his wife, Gracie, that we'll play pretty quick here. Elvis Presley before that with You Don't Know Me. Cindy Walker said that Elvis had called her and he was going to go into the studio and do In the Misty Moonlight. And she was very thrilled. She got all the music, the demo together and the music and the lyrics to send to him. But he never made it to that last recording session. He passed away. But Hank Snow before that.
Yeah. Keep a moving. I don't know if Cindy made that as an extension of his huge hit, Moving On, or not, but I'm sure people saw Moving and Hank Snow's name together, like the first one would have got that one as well. A really good song, and again, probably a song that she crafted for Hank Snow, I'm guessing, but that's often the way she did songs, as you were saying earlier.
Right. Ernest Tubb.
So many times, and he did many of her songs, and just one of the great greats in country music. I get to meet him half a dozen times, and every time was just a thrill. as he got older in age, he, you know, his vocal range was reduced, but he had, by that time, he had his own style, and he could sing a great song his style, and it was, God, you'd love to hear it every time. And he was one of the last great the old troopers, where they'd stay after the show and sign autographs or had their picture taken with you, and they, it wasn't like they were, you know, ducking out behind the back door into the bus and on the road right away. I mean, he really made sure he reached out and touched the fans, you know, personally.
Yeah, he had a string of record stores which still exist today. Mm-hmm. They're Miss Tubb record stores. Ray Charles starting that set off with You Don't Know Me. Ray Charles, I think Ray Charles could sing the worst song and make it sound great.
Yeah, again, he took songs and crafted them to his style, and it became a Ray Charles song, but it's really funny. I mean, you think You Don't Know Me before that was a country song, and then now a lot of people think, oh, that's a Ray Charles song because he's done it and done it in his style, but really it's a Cyndi Walker song.
Right.
And he's just like a lot of really great stylists and artists. They could make songs their own in a way, or people identify it so much with them. They don't, you know, look at the fine print to see who really wrote it.
Right. I guess we're going to start playing some of the Bob Wills.
We've got a lot of Bob Wills to get through. Again, she wrote some great classic songs for Bob. Some that she did in the movies, he never got around to recording in the studio, and it's a shame because some of them are just super songs with vocalists like Cotton Thompson, who could really sing a song. But yeah, let's do that. Let's play some Bob Wills and Texas Playboys. This is from about 1941, I think. I'm not sure anyway. It's a thing called Don't Count Your Chickens.
And here it is on KFJC and the Cyndi Walker special. She wrote all these songs.
A date with me for somebody else and think a kiss will be the past.
Don't be like that.
Just because you think I'm a good old egg, don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Yeah.
If you've got the mind, you're gonna two-time me. Baby, you've met your match.
Oh, tell us.
If you think you can two-time me one more time, don't count your chickens before they
hatch.
Might be a bad
egg.
Get to be a little bolder cause you think you're the only pebble on the beach.
Oh, no.
But you'll find out before you're much older, I can be like the moon, clear out of your reach. Now I want your love, but I ain't gonna beg it. Let's get down to scratch.
Right.
Just because you think I'm a good old egg, don't count your chickens before they hatch. With me for somebody else and think a kiss will be the past.
Well,
just because you think I'm a good old egg, don't count your chickens before they hatch. If you've got the mind, you're gonna two-time me. Baby, you've met your match.
Tell me.
If you think you can two-time me one more time, don't count your chickens before they hatch. You're getting to be a little bolder cause you think you're the only pebble on the beach.
Well,
oh, but you'll find out before you're much older, I can be like the moon, clear out of your reach. Your love, but I ain't gonna beg it. Let's get down to scratch. Just because you think you're a good old egg, don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Broadcasting from Foothill College, you're listening to the Cyndi Walker special right here on KFJC.
Thank you.
the band and play that Texas Playboy rag. There's no rhythm around that rides right on down like that Texas Playboy rag. So carry me back to Texas beneath the Lone Star flag. Carry me back to Texas with that Texas Playboy rag.
Rock and roll.
When I was a baby, Mama rocked me in my cradle.
She rocked, she rocked, she rocked.
She rolled me in my buggy, whether it was hot or cold.
She rolled, she rolled, she rolled.
I've been rocking and a-rolling for a long, long time, and I still love to rock and roll. So let's rock. To rock and roll. Used to have a baby, and Corina was her name.
Corina!
The way I love Corina, it was just a sin and shame.
She's been gone so long.
Too long. Since Corina's been gone, though it's been so long, I never rocked and rolled quite the same. So let's rock. Let's roll. And let's rock. To rock and roll. Now I love my music like a miser loves his gold. Gotta have my music, gotta have it new or old. And I jump when I swing it with a 2/4 beat, but I holler when they rock and roll. So let's rock. Rock and roll. Ah, Mr. Will.
Well, yes.
Mr. Bob Will.
That's the name, my boy.
Do you like to rock?
Of course I like to rock.
But do you like to roll?
Well, I like to roll. You know, I've been rocking and rolling for a long, long time.
And I still love to rock and roll.
Say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. There's something wrong, your love is gone. I've no reason now to stay. We live and love, we meet and part, then broken hearts must pay. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way.
Tell them about it, Ernest.
Your love, sweetheart, I won't forget. You're always on my mind. You're all the happiness I knew, so thoughtful, sweet, and kind.
Oh, I love that old man.
For old time's sake, I'm asking you to think of me someday. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. And now here's Crazy Martin.
You heard him, son.
Now let's keep it country, Johnny.
Well, I wish you a happy near, sweetheart, in everything you do. May good luck always come your way, and every dream come true, Lord. I'll remember you and the love we knew, the love of yesterday. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly song.
If I should meet some other dear and learn to love them too, I hope and pray somehow, sweetheart, they'll make me think of you. A tender smile, an old love song, a heart so light and gay. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. Let's say goodbye like we said hello in a friendly kind of way. There's something wrong, your love is gone, I've no reason now to...
89.7 KFJC, I'm Oscar Hawks here live in the KFJC studios. And just here to remind you that this is a rebroadcast of a 1996 Mayhem special. Cindy Walker, who wrote that song, the late, great Cindy Walker, wrote all these songs that we've been listening to for the last 5 hours and 2 hours more to come. Also want to let you know and remind you that Cine 16 is coming up tonight from 7 to 9:30 p.m. And there's going to be five films, and it's going to be a great evening, hosted by Robert Emmett. And you want more information on that, go to kfjc.org. It's